So at Kinship Radio, you know we believe in the power of the Word of God. Now, we hear from so many of you on what your favorite Bible passages is, but there's a lot of people in Africa who have never read their favorite verse in their language. And so we're partnering with Bible League International to get Bibles out to different people in Africa who don't have one. And so we're joined once again by Michael Woolworth from Bible League.
Ryan, great to be with you today. And, you know, we have friends at Fun Trips for me to take to meet with end users, pastors, evangelists, lay people, just Christians in general, all over the continent of Africa, so that I can come back and share what the need is there. You know, I was in Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, the capital city. It was an outdoor worship service, about 3 hours in length, a little long for this Westerner. But, Ryan, it was 110 degrees. We were under what little shade this African blackwood tree provided, but about 400 people had gathered. Some of those had walked a mile, I should say an hour each way to be a part of that service. The preaching was vibrant. The worship was exciting, right? And at the end of that service, I met Cademan. I found out he was 30 years of age, married. He had two children. They said he's a deacon. He takes care of the widows and orphans in that congregation of 400. But I saw him afterwards, hunched over a table in the back. He had an open Amharic language Bible. That was the prominent language there. And he and about four others were handwriting scriptures from the text that morning, Galatians 2, you might know the text. I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives within me. And he had a look of determination on his face. But Ryan, it turned to a look of sadness when he closed the Bible, handed it back to its rightful owner, who was among only a very small percentage in that congregation of hundreds to actually have a Bible. And I thought, you know, that's desperation for God. A man who has never read a single verse in his own Bible because he doesn't own one. So he was handwriting scripture just to have something to take into his week to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But Cademan is a man that, again, is faithful at worship, leads his family, wants to teach his children to know and love Jesus, but he needs a Bible. And Ryan, that's why Kinship Radio and Bible League have joined together to say, let's take care of Bibles for at least 2,000 that we know all across Africa. And it's people like Fred and Gregory, Leanne and Robert, all part of the Kinship Radio listening family, have said, you know what? We want to be a part of this. We've got 50% of the goal met. We've got the final 50% to take care of. And Ryan, I know there's a group that can get it done. It is the Kinship Radio listening family.
Hey, be part of something eternal. Give someone like Cademan a Bible. A single $5 gift can place the Bible in the hands of someone like Cademan who's been praying for one. You can call 800-YES-WORD or visit kinshipradio.org to give now.